Craig Donnelly, broadcasting on the USS Carl Vinson with my son, John Donnelly, a 2008 Hampton Dumont graduate. John, tell us, you've been living on the Carl Vinson for about 170-some days.
Yes, I've been living on the Carl Vinson since late September when I got orders there.
It's your first orders to serve on a U.S. aircraft carrier, and when you went into the Navy, is this what you wanted to do, serve on a carrier?
Yeah, I wanted to be on the West Coast, and I'm in California. I'm in San Diego, and I did want to be on an aircraft carrier.
Tell us what you do on the USS Carl Vinson, John.
I work in the hydraulic shop in the auxiliary division, and I work on the aircraft elevators and the steering unit and the anchor windlass.
Tell us about life on a carrier.
Usually don't get a lot of time off, low sleep hours, and just busy, greasy what I do, sweaty.
What's a typical day? Like, what time do you get up?
I get up at 03:30 for watch every day for 4 hours, and then I have a working day, and then I have watch from 15:30 to 19:30, and then I hit my rack until I wake up at 03:30 again.
Tell us about your personal space, the Carl Vinson, home to 5,600 sailors. Tell us about your personal space.
We have a small stand-up locker where we can store our dress uniforms so they don't get wrinkly, and then we have the coffin rack, which is, we just trace up our rack, and whatever space is under there, we can stow everything else we have.
What do you do in your free time? How much free time do you have on an average day?
Average day, we usually get like 8 to 10 hours, and I try to sleep in that free time or catch up on the news and sports.
How do you keep up on the news and sports on the carrier, John?
We have ESPN on board and CNN, and that's about it for live TV.
What about communications with family and friends?
We have sailor phones. We just get a card, and we can call home on the sailor phones, or we have email. We can email all the time.
Tell us about you're coming back from your first deployment. You left November 30th from San Diego. And tell us what you've been doing for the last 6.5 months, John.
We've just been sending planes to Afghanistan area and just keep up on our maintenance, make sure the ship's running good.
Tell us about, you've had some ports of call.
Yeah, we've had about 6 ports. First we went to South Korea, and then we went to Malaysia, Dubai, Hong Kong, the Philippines, and now we're in Hawaii.
Tell us about life on the ship with friends. Have you made a lot of friends on the ship from all over the country?
Yes. With the Navy, you'll meet any kind of people. They're good people. You just, living in close quarters, you'll meet a lot of people real quick.
And there's a couple of sailors from Hampton on your ship, too.
Yes. Right when I found out I was coming to the Carl Vinson, I knew my buddy Nate was on board. So right when I found out, I called him and told him, and he was real excited. And later when I reported, I saw a friend on the ship, Justin Holman. It's nice seeing people from back home.
Do you get much news from back home?
Yeah, my family keeps emails coming to me, keeping me up to date in the Hampton news. I get some newspaper clippings every once in a while, too.
All right. Tell us, John, about... Is the Navy what you thought it would be? You've been in just a little bit over a year.
Yeah, for the most part, it is. It's just long work hours. It's better than I thought.
What's life going to be like once you get back into San Diego in mid-June from being on deployment? Will life change a lot for you?
It should be a lot more relaxed because we just got done with a lot of inspections we had to do. We had to do ORS, which is an operational reactor safeguard exam. The reactor department has to make sure they're running the reactors safe, and they passed that. And we had a inspection for maintenance, and we scored the highest over all the aircraft carriers in the fleet. And we just got all those big inspections done, so now we're ready for some downtime and back in home port.
Do you know much about the Golden Eagle? The Carl Vinson is known as the Golden Eagle. It's known as America's favorite carrier. It's about 30 years old. Do you know much about the history of the USS Carl Vinson, John?
No, the captain, we always asked him about the Gold Eagle, and he said he'll tell us at the end of cruise, but he still has never got that information out to us yet.
All right, John, we'll be visiting with you and also Justin Holman and Nate Dirksen and other sailors and other Tiger Cruisers. Tell our listeners right now about a Tiger Cruise.
Tiger Cruise is a cruise from Hawaii to back home in San Diego, and people can bring family members, friends on board to get a little taste of what the ship life is like to people that don't really know what it's like.
We're recording this just as we're getting ready to set sail from Hawaii back to home port, San Diego. What are some of the interesting things your father, you think, is going to experience in the next five days?
It will be a lot different living conditions than what he's used to. Just sleeping conditions, living conditions.
What about the food?
It'll be different for that too. I'm used to it. But it's really repetitive, but he's only on it for 5 days, so I think he'll make it.
All right, we're looking forward to it, John. Thanks for joining us. John Donnelly with the USS Carl Vinson. Craig Donnelly sailing home on the Carl Vinson to San Diego.